This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, I'm here with Little Mix.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing, guys? You all good?
We're good. How are you, Sean?
I'm okay. It's all very chilled in here. People are just like led out on sofas. It's all very good.
Kind of like a slumber party, isn't it?
It is very much like a slumber party.
A tramp slumber party. We've been up very early, so we're kind of flagging now.
I know. It's been an early start for you guys, because all the exciting stuff is going on. That's probably why, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. So the new single as well with Jason Derulo. That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's doing really well, actually. We love Jason.
Number 4 on iTunes.
So there you go. Just to make sure to sneak that one. How is it working with Jason?
He's lovely. He's really cool.
Yeah.
We've seen quite a lot of him, actually, since we got this single together. We've performed with him at a few different shows. We performed at his O2 show the other night.
Yeah.
Which was incredible. But he's so lovely.
That's excellent stuff. And also the tour as well, starting in March.
Yes, we literally can't wait for tour. It's going to be the best thing ever. It's our favourite thing to do because, just the tour to our life in general. You know, we get to perform, which is our favourite thing. Seeing all the fans, having a lie-in every day.
I mean, I could guess you guys would really be up for that lie-in at the moment.
Oh,
just dreaming of that.
No, I think I want to stay up some more.
So another thing which we've done on Fun Kids, like, is obviously all our listeners, they love Little Mix. Got loads of them to send in, like, questions, which they'd want to ask you, which is good because they've got, like, the best minds out there. They're a good bunch. So here's some of the questions that our lot wanted to ask you. This is from Beth the Unicorn.
Ooh, lovely.
Beth Unicorn asks, if you could sing at a different point in time, when would it be? She reckons the 60s because of the colours.
Ooh. Yeah, I would like to sing in the 60s and we could be like the Supremes.
Yeah, but then if we did it in the 90s, we'd be like Spice Girls.
Oh yeah, true.
Well, there you go, Beth the Unicorn. You've got a range of decades to be going on with. Number one Little Mixer asks, what do you do before your concerts and do you have special treats and or food?
Well, before a concert, we have got special food. We've got a rider.
So a rider is basically when pop stars get special things put backstage for them.
Yes. So on our rider, we have nuts.
Mm-hmm.
We have crisps and hummus. We have
fruit,
popcorn, fruit, and drinks. And before every show, we have a little warm up. And we put our hands together, have a little chant, get each other psyched up.
That's it, get yourselves psyched up.
Get ourselves in the mood.
Excellent, right, next question. MaisieDog2004 asks if you have a favourite YouTuber.
Oh yes, I do, Jamie Chip.
I do, bloggers.
Yeah.
Mine's Lucy and Lydia.
Oh,
I love them.
They're so
the cutest
nice.
Girls ever. I'm going to their house for a sleepover.
They're so
cute. Yeah.
But also as well, out of all of you, who would be the best judge on The X Factor? That's from Follow Me, Dan and Phil.
Me. Because I'd be brutal
talented.
And I'd be honest.
you'd be brutal and honest.
I think Jess would.
Everyone would be good.
Yeah.
So maybe just wipe out the whole panel and just have the four of you on there.
I would have the four of us.
We'd definitely be all good.
Yeah. You'd have all the joke acts because you wouldn't be able to say no to them.
No, I would.
You'd have Ridian. No, what's his name?
Ridian was the joke.
Not Ridian.
Wagner.
Oh, Wagner.
Yeah.
She'd have a bunch of Wagner.
Wagner in his bongos and his love shack.
And Jedward.
We went speed dating with Jedward.
What? Why? Why did you do this to yourself?
It was an X Factor. We had to. And it was extra factor. And we got... And they were like, so, come here often? And I was like, well, I don't know. X Factor's just set up a table in the middle of nowhere, so not really.
Were they taking it seriously or were they doing it as a joke?
They were taking it quite seriously.
And then he reached over to do something like touch my hair and he set himself on fire.
What? What, on the candle?
Yeah, he's
set him on fire.
In real life, they're exactly
the same. That was the thing which stunned me when I met Jedward. I thought it was all a bit pretend, but it's not,
is
it?
No,
they are like
they're lovely boys.
They were really lovely.
Did your heart sink a little bit when the producers came up to you and were like, right then, girls, you're off speed dating with Jedward?
No, do you know what? I know it sounds ridiculous, but because the house was just so intense, it was nice to do fun things.
Yeah, it was fun.
I just like to say they picked me. And me.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.